community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Now, in the studio, I've got with me a guy called Tim Murphy. That's really strange, you coming in, Tim, because I've got a friend, a very good friend called Tim Murphy.
From Essex FM.
From Essex FM, yeah. That's right. Yeah, well, I used to work with him years and years ago. And he's now gone back to the Stock Exchange. He works as a trader on the floor. So, not on the floor, on the dealing floor. I didn't think you were going to work and lay down, you know. But that's really strange with Tim Murphy. I went, no. That's really weird.
I don't look like him, do I?
No, you don't. You don't look like him at all, not in the slightest. But you're from the Renegades Theatre Company.
That's the one.
And you're here to tell us about a play called Three More Sleepless Nights that you're doing very soon in the Brentwood Theatre. Have I got it right?
Yes, it's in Brentwood Theatre. It's in the Audrey Longman Studio, right, which is a small, intimate space, yep, which suits this play.
To be fair, for Amdram, they're a lot better, aren't they?
I think this one is. Yeah. Because with this play, it's about three couples. It's quite a gritty play.
Oh, really?
And it's sort of set over three different bedroom scenes.
Oh, right.
And the audience is almost going to feel like a fly on the wall in this one.
Oh, really?
So they're going to be up close to it. There's some funny bits, some dark bits, but it's almost quite gratuitous watching these three couples argue or can't communicate properly.
Oh, really?
And that's what's kind of great about this space, because I think all the audience will get a good view of it,
yeah,
and will be right up close to the action.
So what's the general gist of the whole play that you're doing, Tim?
Well, it starts off with a sort of abusive husband who comes home.
Right.
That's myself playing that. Obviously, yeah, not in real life. and comes home, he's a bit drunk,
yeah,
and his wife sees him.
Yeah.
And then it just starts from there. And the kind of things they're throwing at each other, the brutal arguments, clever lines.
Right.
I mean, his wife has got some very witty lines throwing at him. And it's almost kind of, there are some really light moments in there as well as, oh my word, did they just say that?
Kind of
moments. And then it sort of moves on to another scene, which is another couple's, and then it's another couple. But all the kind of different ways they communicate are explored slightly differently. So they're just different ways that couples would argue or not communicate properly.
Now, is this something you do full-time, the amateur dramatics?
Oh, no. I mean, I have my career in IT, and this is kind of a hobby for me.
Your escapism, then?
Yes.
So what, I mean, how old are you at the moment?
36.
I've often wanted to ask an actor this. What was the deciding point? What did you suddenly go, I'm going to be an actor, that's the end of that?
I used to love drama at school.
Right.
I mean, everybody I know did really enjoy drama at school. Loads of people did.
Yeah.
But then it kind of just falls by the wayside when you leave and you get your career.
Yeah.
About sort of 2.5 years ago, I've been doing a bit of acting here and there over the last few years. But then sort of 2.5 years ago, I decided I want to get into amateur dramatics properly.
Yeah.
And that was when I started. And about two years ago, it was with a play with Lisa, as you know,
yeah,
Lisa Matthews.
I know Lisa, yeah.
Doing Great Expectations. And then from there, I just got hooked.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it just drew you in gradually.
Yeah.
Have you got any... Do you want to progress to be an actor, or are you happy as you are?
I mean, I love my career, so I quite enjoy doing that. This is just a side thing that sort of gives me a creative release.
This is a little bit different to sorting out a network with a BB309 converter, though.
Yeah.
Really. Oh, we need a bigger plug in it than that. You know, you need an RJ45 to go in there. I'll go and get one from the... It's a little bit different.
Yeah, I mean, well, I wouldn't even know what you're talking about there. I'm not good at that. I just made it up.
Yeah.
Because I work in software and I'm absolutely naff with hardware.
Oh, really? Yeah. Right. So you're quite... If you work in the software side of it, is it installing and sorting out problems?
It's actually coding.
It's actually coding?
Yeah.
You're a genius.
Well, I'll put it that way.
Have you got any ologies?
No, I've got a degree.
A degree?
Yeah.
So you actually write the software that does certain things?
Yeah, so on basic websites, a lot of big e-commerce websites I work on.
All right.
Predominantly as a contractor.
This is quite, you know, you've this is a huge change then.
This is something that is completely different to what I do for a living, definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I don't go in the office and swear at anyone. There is a lot of choice language in this play.
I'll make a habit of doing that, to be honest with you. But this is just... And how are you getting on? I'm just gobsmacked that you're actually writing the software. I didn't realise that. You were writing the software.
So, yeah, you go to work and you kind of... spend a bit of day. I do enjoy my job, but then it's kind of when you do look forward to rehearsals, and when you get there, it's just a big release.
Well, I can imagine it is a release.
And obviously, this play, because Frank is someone who's completely different to me, so it's something. It's kind of almost like you can just forget about yourself for a little while.
Yeah, yeah.
And just do something different. Yeah.
Oh my word, that is completely different then. So, are you going to keep touring with the Renegade Theatre Company? Or?
Well, I mean, they are a very selective group. So, if they have me back, I'll do more stuff with them. But they actually, at the moment, this is their first play, so this is kind of setting up and seeing how it goes.
Right.
Because the reason why they set themselves up was they're a group of people that love Amdram, and they've been around the scene for a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
And they really enjoy all kinds of different genres of plays and different styles of plays. But what they wanted to do was do something that you might not see on the amateur dramatic scene,
which is
something like Three More Sleepless Nights.
Yeah.
You wouldn't tend to see this kind of thing because it's not really something that's that traditional. And it's not kind of a, you wouldn't say like a, it's not comedy all the way through.
Right. It's it has its chalk and cheese
moments
all the way through.
Yeah. And it's something that's completely different.
Yeah.
But I think it will be quite gripping watching.
Oh, you've picked a lovely theatre. Brentwood Theatre is gorgeous. It's really, really close to the audience, and it's lovely.
It's a great location, and also you can have a beer before.
Yeah, of course you can.
And the bar will be open afterwards.
Yeah.
But it's central, so you can go out for a restaurant afterwards. It's a very short play, this.
How long is the play?
It's 45 minutes long.
Oh, that's not too
bad. Starts at 8 o'clock.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, and you'll be done by 8:45.
Oh, so you can have a nice meal before and go and see that, and that's it.
Yeah, and then you can go to a club after.
How much is it to
£7 a ticket.
Oh, that's really reasonable.
Yeah. We thought we'd keep it low because we'd actually prefer just to have bums on seats.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Rather than making money to begin with.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, that's really, really good. And if someone's listening right now and they want to get a ticket for this, how do they get a ticket?
Yeah, so it's on tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. The easiest way is just to go on the Brentwood Theatre website, just search for it, click on What's On. You'll see Three More Sleepless Nights there. But they've got a box office phone number, or you can book online. Or you can turn up on the day. But obviously, to avoid disappointment, it's better to book early.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this conversation will actually be on our website, phoenixfm.com, on the Breakfast Show page there. So what I'll do is I'll try and find that link, and I'll put the link so people can just click it and go straight through.
Yeah, I mean, it's a ticket source. I've actually got it here. It is www.ticketsource.co.uk/event141103. Or you can call the box office, which is 01277 200305.
Well, Tim, it's been lovely to talk to you this morning. And I can't get over that, Tim Murphy. You wait till I tell him. I'll tell him.
I'm in the studio.
Oh, you never guess what. If you're doing any other plays with the Renegades, you come back and talk to us again about what's coming up and where we can go and see it.
Thanks for having me.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.